There's no need to worry.
Newhart,
Bob Newhart just turned 94.
Wow.
On September 5th, just earlier this month, he turned 94 and is in pretty good health from whatever. So, well done.
Oh, what a treasure he is.
He really is.
A treasure.
And it's amazing. He had two monster hits in the Bob Newhart Show and Newhart. Now, he also had a couple that didn't last very long. A show simply called Bob, and one called George and Leo. And many folks remember him. What was the movie? He had a major movie role, and it's escaping me. Gosh darn it. It's Elf, right? He was in the movie Elf.
Yes, he was in the movie Elf. Yes, you're right.
So
with that other guy that was in that movie, Anchorman.
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell. Elf is a good movie. I was late to see that, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was
too. Well done. A charge to you, and I hope you have a good day today. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you. I don't work today.
Yay. You can be with us all morning.
Yeah. Yes, I could be with you all morning.
I hope you will. Thank you for checking in.
Yeah, take care.
Take care. And well done if you came up with the correct answer. I think I've now mentioned everybody. I think I mentioned Bruce and Linda. And now we are going to go to Adam Zarin of Playful Pittsburgh. Adam, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing well, and you have a busy day today. There are two events coming up this month, one of which is today at Lytle Land Park in Hazelwood. It's National Day of Play. It kicks off at 10. Tell us a bit about what's happening.
Yeah, so we're participating in the first annual National Day of Play put on by the International Play Association USA chapter. So the theme for the day is loose parts play. So we have a lot of great organizations coming out, like Child and Mind Consulting, Lion of Judah Enterprises, Kaleidoscope Pittsburgh, City Squeakers, and they're all coming with different loose parts play activities. So loose parts play is it's not a board game, not like Connect Four or like Jenga or anything, but it's more like rocks and sticks, and nature lends itself a lot to loose parts play, just different random things that come together to create playful situations and open up the imagination.
You just unlodged a memory in me. When I was a little kid, probably in elementary school, I had this thing. I called it my fiddle box. And in that box, I had, you know, nuts and bolts and toothpicks and scrap pieces of wood and bits of clay and just stuff to play with. And they were all just these unassociated things that I would use to make stuff, just fun stuff.
That's awesome.
And I forgot all about that, but it was fun. It's a little box, and when I would find something interesting, I would say, I'm going to put that in my fiddle box.
I love that, a fiddle box.
Now,
and full of loose parts.
Yeah, I'm full of all sorts of things. So that's happening today at 10, and it's a good chance to check out Lytle Land Park and Hazelwood. So many big things happening in Hazelwood. And also, before we talk about an event coming up this Friday, we should mention Playful Pittsburgh celebrates the importance of play in everybody's life. And Adam, for those that might need some convincing, do you want to talk a little bit about your passion for play?
Oh, I'd love to. Play is really important. It's not just important for young people. For them, it's really developing that executive functioning, the pilot of the brain, which is going to help that person navigate the world throughout their whole life. But in adults, it helps build community, it helps alleviate stress, it builds relationships, and it fights social isolation. So it's like really important at every stage in life to play.
Boy, that's, and of course you can define it very well given your role with Playful Pittsburgh, but that's succinctly and so well put. Now, Playful Pittsburgh also is involved with another event in Hazelwood. If you can't make today's event at 10 o'clock at Lytle Land Park, you can consider taking part in Hazelwood Tree Appreciation Day, which is this Friday, September 22nd at 4 o'clock. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so we're doing this event with Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, Land Force, and Tree Pittsburgh. There's going to be nature scavenger hunts. There's going to be nature walks, some more loose parts play. And it's really just a day to come out and learn about nature a little bit more. We've got some great trees growing in Lytle Land, but they're little baby trees, and we want to make sure that folks understand the life cycle of a tree and when a tree is ready to be climbed, and how to really like exist with a tree, because it's a living thing and it deserves respect too.
Boy, you brought back another memory, which is one of the nice things about play. But we had a weeping willow tree in our backyard, and I gradually learned that those were not Tarzan ropes to swing on the log branches. But actually, when I was very small, they would hold up pretty well. And I think the tree was okay with it. But as I got older, it became clear that's not really what those branches are for. Every time I see a weeping willow tree, I think of being a kid swinging on those branches, though.
That sounds
like a great event. So that's September 23rd at Buffalo Creek Nature, or no, I'm sorry, at, where's that going to be? I'm getting ahead of myself.
You're okay, Larry. It'll be at Lytle Land on the 22nd from 4 to 6. So folks can feel free to swing by after school, play on the playground, and learn a little bit about nature.
So both of these are at Lytle Land Park. There's an event coming up next Saturday at the other park I started to mention. There's so much going on in our area right now. So look for Playful Pittsburgh at Lytle Land Park today. You could see Adam. He'll be there today at 10 o'clock. And then in 6 days, this Friday at 4 o'clock on the 22nd. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I'll just say, if you haven't been to Lytle Land, it's a really great spot. We actually just got, if you Google it, we just got a Google review, a 5-star review that talks about how nice of a little park it is. So I just really encourage folks to come down. If you haven't been to this little park, it's a great spot to hang out.
Excellent. And what's the best way to learn more about Playful Pittsburgh?
You can check us out online by Googling us. Our website is www.playfulpittsburgh.org.
Excellent. Thanks, Adam, and good luck today. That's Adam Zarin of Playful Pittsburgh. And along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Just rolling along and singing my song. Hanging in, hanging out, hanging on. It won't be long till I get home. Traveling round the country singing songs.
folks like you. It sure is always fun, but I'm missing you know who. Hanging in, hanging out, hanging on. We're swinging along, swinging along.
Rudnick and friends here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I hope you're having a good time so far this morning. Nice to get together and keep each other company. Philomena, thank you for checking in. Ricky just mentioned to me how many folks are playing along online. On Facebook, you can follow our puzzles on Facebook and play along. Our next puzzle is the crossword puzzle of the air. And it's closer than it may appear. In fact, the crossword puzzle of the air comes your way in less than a minute.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's photography contest for favorite Northside views and information about the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Kidsburg and SLB have launched a partnership to publish teen-authored stories. Commentaries, podcasts, and photo essays in Kidsburg are the region's foremost source of information for parents, teens, teachers, caregivers, and all who care about children and youth. The program is open to students in grades 8 to 12 who are interested in journalism, writing, podcasting, and digital media. No experience is needed. You can learn more about the program at our information session Monday, September 18th, 4:30 to 6 o'clock at the SLB Radio Youth Media Center. If you plan on joining us, simply visit slbradio.org for more details. Here is our crossword puzzle of the air. We're looking for a nine-letter word. And the clue is needless repetition. I say the clue is needless repetition. The fourth letter is T as in tarantula. I say the fourth letter is T as in tarantula. And the fifth letter is G as in goat. Hang on, that's not right. The eighth letter is T as in goat. The fourth letter is T. See, sometimes you have to repeat. The fourth letter is T as in tarantula. And the eighth letter is G as in goat. And the clue is needless repetition. Nine letters. The fourth is T as in tarantula. The eighth is G as in goat. And the number to call, if you can come up with the word we're looking for, is 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO.
Beginning long time ago. next animal that he did meet had wool on his back and hooves on his feet. Eating grass on a mountainside so steep. Oh, I think I'll call it a sheep. He saw an animal as smooth as glass slithering his way right through that grass. Saw him disappear by a tree near a lake. Think I'll call him a snake. Man gave names to all of the animals in the beginning. In the beginning. Man gave names to all of the animals. Long time ago, in the beginning,
in the beginning,
in the beginning,
in the beginning,
long time ago, in the beginning,
in the beginning, in the beginning, long time ago.
Kathy, Fink and Marcy Marxer at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're looking for a nine-letter word. The clue is needless repetition. No correct answer yet. The first letter and the fourth letter are both T. The first letter and the fourth letter are both T, and the eighth of the nine letters in our word is the letter G. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Philomena, thank you for the anniversary greetings.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain all day. Mean clouds gathering round me. The flowers in my garden need a drink. They look a little pink, don't you think? They could use a soaking rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain. The bird bath in my backyard needs a hit. It's empty and the birds will throw a fit. If it don't have its fill of rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain all day. Mean clouds gathering round me. Ain't gonna ruin my parade. Let it rain.
Let it rain all day.
Let it rain.
Let it rain all day.
Donna, Ulysses at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we have one correct answer, Chaplain Steve, who is in Altoona came up with the correct answer to our puzzle. We'll leave it out for just another moment for 12-200-5975. The clue is needless repetition. The first and fourth letter are T. We're looking for a nine-letter word. The first letter and the fourth letter are T. The eighth letter is G. The ninth letter is Y. If you think you know, 412-200-5975. Hello to Susan. Thank you for being with us. And Callie is here too, playing along on Facebook. And I think I've acknowledged folks who have reached out actively. I also want to say hello to Tommy in Virginia. Tommy, I hope you're listening this morning. We're thinking about you and so happy that you're able to be tuned in and that we're able to keep one another company this morning. Thank you. The word that we're looking for is tautology. Tautology. T-A-U-T-O-L-O-G-Y. Tautology. Things tautological. Repeat without providing any additional information. In other words, they provide the same information without providing, you get it, tautology. That's the word we were looking for. Steve, Chaplain Steve, congratulations. You're the only person that came up with that this morning. Steve is in Altoona, at least the only one that we are aware of. Wait a minute. Mike and Mars got it. And John in Economy Borough sent a message saying, I know what it is. But then nothing after it. Ah, Benny, nothing after it yet. But tautology is the word that we're looking for. And now we invite you to look for Buffalo Creek Nature Park in Sarver, because once you find that, maybe on a map, you can get ready to visit it 1 week from today when the Wings Water and Wildlife Festival takes place. Sarah Koenig's with us. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Sarah's with Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania. And tell us a bit about the event that happens a week from today.
So Sarver is about 30 minutes from the city, and it's at Buffalo Creek Nature Park. Is just an incredibly beautiful setting along Little Buffalo Creek and the Butler Freeport Trail. And so we would encourage you to visit us next week or other days, because we have a lot of great activities happening year-round at that site. But we hope that you'll join us next Saturday from 10 to 2, where we're hosting a family-friendly watershed festival to celebrate Buffalo Creek and, you know, just connect people with nature and give them an opportunity to learn about this just really unique watershed and how they can help the environment in their own backyard.
What a great thing that you're doing. I think sometimes people don't realize just how large watersheds can be and how actions within them can have either very positive effects or unintentional bad effects on the watershed. And it's a great time to learn about those events, right? Or those facts.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Watersheds are living systems, and all of our own backyards drain to a watershed. So what we do in our own yards and neighborhoods absolutely affects the overall health of watersheds. And that's one of the things that we're excited to help people you know, understand better and have opportunities and tools to, you know, the knowledge to help protect them and just really celebrate how amazing this particular watershed is, Buffalo Creek.
Years ago, I mapped a watershed for a project I was working on, and it was astonishing just how large, especially with our hills and the way water drains and also groundwater and the number of creeks and streams in this region of the country. Watersheds can be very surprising in terms of how things flow. So it sounds like that will be a good opportunity. I know you'll be talking also about wildlife there and any other activities people can look forward to doing.
Absolutely. The first 150 people will have the opportunity to take home a free tree of their choice.
Oh.
We have a lot of hands-on activities for kids, so we'll have some nature crafts and be doing some screen printing or kind of like art prints. So we encourage folks to bring a t-shirt or maybe a reusable tote if they would like to screen print it. We'll be making native seed balls with wildflower mix, and there's a variety. We have 13-plus partners joining us, which is really incredible, and we're thankful for their support. So you know, anything from learning from Duquesne, Dr. Brady Porter and his team at Duquesne University about how fish surveys are done, and it gives you know, we'll all get the opportunity to learn about these really incredible freshwater fish that live in Little Buffalo Creek. And Trout Unlimited Arrowhead chapter will be there kind of teaching folks how to fly cast, which is a lot of fun. And then at least 10 other partners with all sorts of great information and hands-on activities for families.
And as you pointed out, Sarver is not that far away. If you take 28 north, as you pass the waterworks shopping area, it eventually becomes a little bit more like a highway. And if you keep going, you'll get to the town of Sarver. And you'll be able to enjoy this event. It's a week from today. It starts at 10. How long will you be there, do you think?
We'll be there until 2 o'clock.
Excellent. So folks can come out and see you. How can people learn more about the event and about the work you are doing at Audubon Society of Western PA?
So we have a website, Audubon Society of Western PA. ASWP.org. That would be a very long website, the one I was starting with. So ASWP.org. We, of course, have Instagram and Facebook. But I would really encourage people just to come to one of our 4 public nature sites to learn more about us. We have our closest location to the city is Beechwood Farms Nature Reserve in Fox Chapel. And it's a 134-acre property. You can come hike dawn to dusk year-round. And our other nature sites are Buffalo Creek Nature Park and Todd Nature Reserve in Sarver. We definitely encourage you to check out Todd Nature Reserve. It's 220 acres and just incredibly beautiful hemlock-filled ravines. And then our Suckup Nature Park in Penn Township, which is a really gorgeous park-like setting. So,
yeah, they're all beautiful facilities. I've been to each of them, and I'm really glad you mentioned all of those.
Yeah, I'm excited to know that you've been there.
Yeah, they're. Thank you so much. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Oh, you know, one other I forgot, and incredibly, all the partners are important, but I wanted to specifically call out our Flying Solo Marketplace. Flying Solo is a great group of birders that do social activities and birding, and they'll be there selling with all sorts of art and crafts and baked goods. So that is another great feature that we'll have at the Watershed Festival.
Excellent. You are one enthusiastic spokesperson. Thank you, Sarah. For being with us. What is your job at the Audubon Society?
I'm the conservation director.
You're excellent in speaking for programs and really conveyed them with such great knowledge. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And you'll be working next Saturday, but I hope to see the rest of you.
Yeah, maybe I'll come out. If we'll see how once it starts at 10, when does it end?
2 o'clock.
I'll rush. Maybe we can make it. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Bye.
That's Sarah Koenig from Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, there we was, both of us together, one each end and steady as you go. Tried to lift it, couldn't even shift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. All right, says Fred, give a shout to Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, he begins complaining. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie has a think, and he says, we ought to take off all the handles and the things what holds the candles. But it didn't no good. Well, I never thought it would. All right, says Fred, have to take the feet off. Took the feet off, didn't take them off. Took the feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred says, let's have another cup of tea. And we said, right-o. All right, says Fred, have to take the door down. Need more room to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taken off the hinges, and it got us nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea. All right, says Fred, have to take the wall down. That there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie has a think, and he says, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling. If we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the blighter through. All right, says Fred, climbing up the ladder with his crowbar. Give it a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home.
That's Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Get ready, our High Clue puzzle is coming up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
John, earlier we were talking about the word tautology, needlessly repetitive. And he said, it is what it is, which is a great example, I suppose. Thank you. You can share your answer to our High Clue puzzle. Are you ready to see if you can figure it out? 17 syllables leading to one answer. Here it comes. Requires four couples, a certain geometry, and a collar, too. Requires four couples, a certain geometry, and a collar, too. 412-200-5975. Ricky just audited it. It as I was providing it to you, but did I pass the post audit? Okay. 412-200-5975. Ricky checks the syllables for me just to make sure it's right, among the many other things she does, including answering the phone calls as they come in. 1-888-752-7234. Or 412-200-5975. Requires four couples, a certain geometry, and a collar, too. A little later this hour, we are going to be talking with Mara Bainbridge of the Industrial Arts Workshop After School Welding Lab program about opportunities for students between 14 and 18 to learn technical welding and creative metal sculpture. Right now, we're going to let you work on our haiku. Once more, requires four couples, a certain geometry, and a collar, too. Good luck! Nothing Fancy is here.
Here we go again, trying to be lovers when we should be just friends. A one-way street that leads us to the end. Here we go again. Here we are once more. Up against a wall that has no door. Holding on to something that's bound to let us fall. Here we are up against a wall. Why do we continually overlook the past? We've tried love so many times, it never seems to last. I guess wishful thinking makes love seem so grand. Here we go again.
Something to which I've grown accustomed, so please, Lord, relieve me from doubt. You sit on your throne, I've often wondered, does the crown hold the love in your head? So when you take your hat off, my world feels in thunder. Doubts turn to reasons instead. And I'd pay you in love, I hear you swing from the door, mean every word that you say. And I'd rather feel right to see you all wrong in my twisted head. The quietest of nights, castles are broken. See, bow down to failure like a gem. And I pay you in love. Hear you swing from a note. Mean every word that you say.
Carrie Elkin and Danny Schmidt with Swing from a Note. And nothing fancy did Here We Go Again before that. And we have a few correct answers to our high clue. Here it is again. Are you able to figure out what the high clue is referring to? Requires four couples, a certain geometry, and a caller, too. You could be a caller at 412-200-5975, especially if you think you know the correct answer, or you can guess at that number. You can also reach us at 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Here's hoping you'll call. Ricky is standing by to take your call. As you do, let me see who's come up with the correct answer. Tommy in Pleasant Hills came up with it first. By the way, hello to Charlie, who has been working on a lot of our puzzles this morning. Tommy got it first. Russ in North Carolina came in just about the same time as Tommy. Addie of East Deer, by way of John in East Deer, got the correct answer. Rich in Freeport came up with it. Gail in Stanton Heights did as well. Chaplain Steve came up with the correct answer and noted that it played a role in courting Marie. He and Marie just celebrated their 39th wedding anniversary. And Patrick in South Park also came up with the correct answer. And we also have more coming in. Mike and Myers got it. And Gail came up with the correct answer. She is in Stanton Heights. Tegan said acute, thinking about geometry. It's not acute, but I can see where you're going with that, especially if we have a cute couple among the four couples. Charlie got the correct answer. And good morning to Rick in Highland Park. Rick points out B.B. King was born on September 16th, 1925. Also on this date, Jimi Hendrix's debut album from 1967, Are You Experienced, entered the Billboard Hot 200 album chart for its 106-week run, including 77 weeks in the top 40 of that chart. I remember that album coming out. And Alan Funt of Candid Camera was born today in 1914. Thank you, Rick, for sharing that. Stu and McCandless got the correct answer. Did you get it? Requires four couples, a certain geometry, and a collar, too. Sometimes a live band. This guitarist is Rick Ruskin. And are you thinking about the album Asia from Steely Dan? Yes, he's doing Josie. Mike has the correct answer to our high clue as well. Good morning. Also to Bob, who is playing along, solving some of our earlier puzzles. Bob Bechtel, that would be. And Tony. And what were we looking for? Our high clue describes a square dance, requires four couples, a certain geometry, and a collar, too. Why a square dance is described by that high clue? Well done if you came up with it.
Simple way of life in this square dance town.
congratulations if you solved our haiku for today. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. When the Sound Hound visits in our next hour. Thank you for your participation this morning. If you've been calling or posting or texting or simply talking to your radio, I do too. thank you for being with us today.
Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, your blue eyes drive me crazy. Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, your blue eyes drive me crazy.
Promenade now. We square danced in gym class. Did you do that?
Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the one I love, I don't want none at all. Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy. Fly around my pretty little miss, your blue eyes drive me crazy.
And I see Barbara has the correct answer. In a Highland Park. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for the kind words. That was Mark Dvorak. And now we are going to talk about a remarkable program. Tim Collin is an amazing artist, and he got involved in getting this started. Mara Bainbridge is here with us today. How are you, Mara?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. The Industrial Arts Workshop is this space that is allowing students 14 to 18 to learn technical welding skills, but also apply those skills to creative metal sculpture. Tell me how this all came about and why it's important.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, Tim Collins started the Industrial Arts Workshop. Initially, it was the mobile sculpture workshop, and they were teaching teens welding at art events and festivals, things like that. And now we have a workshop in Hazelwood, so we don't have to lug all the material on the road, and teens can come to us. And it's important because it's a free space where teenagers can learn welding, and oftentimes that leads them into their next career path. And even if it doesn't, it's a really, really fun thing to try. You feel really cool because you can manipulate metal, which seems like this really hard substance, and we get to build really cool things.
Yeah, it gives you an understanding, even if it's not something you pursue as a career or as a skill that you would use, it gives you a sense of what it takes of the physical world, how things get put together. You get to meet people. And you can make art if you choose to as well. It's a great program, and I admire the efforts you've made to not only create this space in Hazelwood, but of course to make sure people learn safely and safety as they do it. You, as you're listening, might be wondering, really? Teens? Welding? Well, yeah, they're wearing all the right gear and learning skills they need to be safe, whether it be on a job site or in an artist studio. So it's cool. Is there time for people to sign up? Is there a new program coming up?
Yeah, we are recruiting now for our fall after-school welding lab, and that meets Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays in our Hazelwood workshop from 4:30 to 7. And students who are interested can apply on our website. That's IAWPGH.org.
IAW for Industrial Arts Workshop, PGH.org. Do you have students now that have hung out for more than one summer that are starting to develop more skills? Because once you get the bug, I imagine you probably want to keep going, right?
That is really true, and that is something that we as the grown-ups in the room are always trying to figure out, how to offer new skills and new training for the students that want to keep coming back. I think when Tim dreamed this up, we thought mostly about introducing new students, but you're exactly right. They want to keep coming, and we have to keep figuring out how to keep meeting their needs.
That's a nice problem to have. I'm glad students want to keep coming. And sometimes, you know this, I think just being present and being available is probably what makes kids want to come back. You must have a great atmosphere for people to learn, which is why they want to be there. So congratulations. It's IAWPGH.org. Anything else you want to mention about the program?
I would mention that our summer welding boot camp students just finished an art installation in Hazelwood at the corner of Tecumseh and 2nd Avenue. There's a new mural with these welded braids coming out of a woman's head. It's really, really phenomenal, so I would encourage folks to stop by and see that. And if they're excited about that, then to get involved, because we're always looking for new teens to build the next school art project.
Sounds great. Mara, thank you. I'll look for that mural, 2nd and Tecumseh in Hazelwood. Thank you, Sarah. Or I said Sarah, I meant Mara.
That's okay.
That's all right. I'm looking at my notes. I've got too many notes in front of me today. Like Mozart said, I know I'm talking to Mara Bainbridge. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm only a little swimmy in the head. Just a little bit. Mara Bainbridge does just a great job with the Industrial Arts Workshop. Broadcasting live. Station break is coming up. That means I get to take a power nap of about 2 minutes and 47 seconds from historic Allegheny Square. Along with line Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Ours too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
Never should have left the base behind and took the bus downtown. Never should have opened up my mind and let my defenses down. She was sitting across the aisle with the radio that said bottom of the seventh inning. And she looked like a girl that I used to know, so I asked her, hey, who's winning? should have jumped off the bus, called the feds, when she simply smiled and said, "The Reds." I've been kissed by a communist, saw her name on a government list, a fellow traveler and an activist. Now how can I ever go home? She was known to be friendly with a person who was friendly with a person of the pink persuasion. And it even was suggested that she once protested the Bay of Pigs invasion. I've been kissed by a communist, thought she was the daughter of a Methodist, Sunday school teacher and the organist. Now how can I ever go home? How was I to know that she was in disguise, never showing all her union cards? Guess I should have known that I'd be compromised if I lowered my National Guard. She said she liked to cook and I liked to eat, so I followed her home to her high rise. Sat there playing with her parakeet while she mixed us a couple of Mai Tais. Then my hair stood up, my toenails curled when her parakeet sang, "We are the world." There's a choice we're making. I've been kissed by a communist, had a shortwave transmitter hanging from her wrist, I crumpled in the clutches of an anarchist. Now how can I ever go home? It was getting distressing, eating rusty and dressing, and I should have been a little more leery. She got my stomach for a start, then she captured my heart, and they fell like the domino theory. I've been kissed by a communist, the Air Force will never let me re-enlist, the comrades will never let me coexist. Now how can I ever go home? When there's a moon involved, never fall in love without hiring a good detective. You'll be spending your days with a bella like a plays, working on a big collective. A-U-K-M, A-U-K-M. I've been kissed by a communist, saw her name on a government list. Hard as I tried, I couldn't resist. Now how can I ever go home?
That is Charlie King here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome to another hour together live. We broadcast from the North Side. Our youth media center is just outside of the studio window that I am in. And there are new programs at the youth media center that have been attracting teens, high school students, some older middle school students. You can learn all about them. There's an open mic night every Thursday. It kicked off last week, and it was amazing. I was here working, actually, and it was really nice to have the open mic night close by. I was listening in. We had a packed house, and students did a great job. They organized it, not us. It was something our Youth Advisory Council wanted to pull off, and they did. You can learn about our programs. We have some new youth journalism programs as well. Simply go to slbradio.org/openstudio, slbradio.org/openstudio to learn more.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The Sound Hound is here, and he is going to join us, giving you a sound to try to identify